WRCR 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th. A euchre tournament starts at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. Grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Walsh's Ace Hardware, Big Prairie Storage, and Jones Chevrolet. The Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th for the annual Fishery. Don't miss it.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Well, we certainly are looking at a major pattern change here over the next couple of days as the Arctic air finally slips off and moves away to the east and northeast, being replaced by mild Pacific air and also air coming in from the southern U.S., which will have some moisture. So it looks like a fairly cloudy spell shaping up starting tomorrow and taking us throughout the week. And temperatures will climb a good 15 degrees above normal by the mid portion of the week. It will be just a little active as well, as several systems grazing the area. The first one tonight into early tomorrow looks to produce most of its precipitation in parts of southern Iowa, Illinois, and southeast Wisconsin. And then the next one coming through the region on Tuesday should bring all of us some precipitation, some light rain, and sloppy wintry mix. A third system could come through late Wednesday into Thursday with more moisture. We could also have periods of fog throughout this warm-up as well. Here's a forecast for today. Wind chill advisories through 9 a.m., partly sunny and breezy. High 19 with south winds between 12 and 22. Mostly cloudy tonight, low 14 degrees. Tomorrow mainly cloudy and warmer with a slight chance of flurries or freezing drizzle in the morning, especially in the southeast part of the region, high of 33. South to southwest wind up to 10. Tomorrow night cloudy with a slight chance of drizzle late, maybe a light wintry mix, low in the upper 20s. Tuesday cloudy with a 40% chance of light rain and wintry mix, high near 36. The outlook for Wednesday, cloudy with fog possible. There is a 50% chance of light rain by late afternoon, low 30, high 39. Thursday looks gloomy with areas of rain and fog, low 33, high 39. Friday mostly cloudy, remaining unseasonably warm, low near 30 with a high close to 40. And Saturday more clouds and sun, lows in the 20s and highs in the mid-30s. Have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a community bank. Why is that important to you? Community banks tend to base their lending decisions on local knowledge gained through long-time relationships with families, farms, and businesses. A community bank's deposits are primarily local, and the bank's loans are to local people and businesses. A community bank's assets are a real asset to the local community, where new businesses, students, and entrepreneurs of all types have a voice that is heard and appreciated. Since 1881, the Richland County Bank has provided people in the area with quality banking service. It's local people serving local people. It's local people and their community bank working together for the good of the community today and the community's well-being tomorrow. It's what "where others have their branches, we have our roots" really means. Learn how Richland County Bank can be the community partner you're looking for at richlandcountybank.com or by calling 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
It's a partly sunny 3 degrees below zero, and yesterday we had a high of 15 with no precipitation. Our high today has been 3 below, and our morning low was 12 below, when that came at 4:27 this morning. Even record high for this day set in 1967 at 53, while a record low 30 below was set in 1984. Last year on this day, our high was 27 and our low was 19. Look for sunset today to be at 4:59, sunrise tomorrow at 7:27. With no precipitation, the barometer is down to 30.46, and we have light northerly winds. Again, it's 3 degrees below zero.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland.
Richland Center.
WRCO's Morning News Today is sponsored by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Walsh's Ace Hardware, and Town & Country TV and Appliance.
Town & Country Television and Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town & Country Television and Appliance, next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
Good morning. For WRCO News, I'm Bo Henricks. There's been another budgetary lifeline for the Dane County Jail Project. Dane County supervisors on a 31-5 vote have agreed to fill the latest funding gap for the long-discussion project. Last fall, the loan construction bid came in well over budget. The original price tag for the project was $148 million and now hovers around $200 million. The project calls for a 6-story tower facility in downtown Madison with 625 beds. A former Madison police officer has been sentenced to a year in prison, followed by 5 years extended supervision after being convicted of exposing himself to a teenage girl. 60-year-old Morris Reed was arrested in 2019 on allegations that of such a crime. Last October, a jury acquitted Reed on a second-degree sexual assault charge. Reed resigned from the police department in 2013 rather than face dismissal over a separate incident. A Viroqua resident was injured in a collision with a deer this past Thursday. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports that the Vernon County 911 received a call of the crash on Highway 14 near County Road N in the town of Hamburg Thursday night around 6. Jamie Flagg, age 34, reported minor injuries and was transported by Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance to Gunderson Health System in La Crosse. A vehicle was a total loss following a fire in rural Viroqua. Wednesday afternoon around 5, the Vernon County Sheriff's 911 dispatch received a report of a fire at a private residence on Nottingham Road in the town of Jefferson. When units first arrived, they found the engine compartment of a vehicle fully engulfed, spreading to the vehicle interior. A sheriff's deputy and Viroqua fire chief used their fire extinguishers, attempting to control the blaze until firefighters arrived. The fire was quickly extinguished and no injuries were reported. Winter storms create significant challenges and often result in catastrophic loss for agricultural producers, especially for those raising livestock, raw crops, and other valuable crops. Despite every attempt to mitigate risk, your operation may suffer losses. As you prepare for the potential impacts of severe winter weather, the U.S. Department of Agriculture offers several programs to help with recovery. For producers who have risk protection through federal crop insurance or the Non-Insured Crop Disaster Assistance Program, report crop damage to your crop insurance agent or the local Farm Service Agency office. If you have crop insurance, contact your agency within 72 hours of discovering damage and be sure to follow up in writing within 15 days. If you have NAP coverage, file a notice of loss within 15 days of loss becoming apparent, except for hand-harvested crops, which should be reported within 72 hours. The USDA also offers disaster assistance programs, which are especially important to livestock, fruit, and vegetable, specialty, and perennial crop producers. The Livestock Indemnity Program and Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybee, and Farm-Raised Fish Program reimburses producers for a portion of the value of livestock, poultry, and other animals that died as a result of a qualifying natural disaster event or for loss of grazing acres, feed, and forage. To participate in LIP or ELAP, you will first need to file a notice of loss by the annual program payment application date. The LIP payment application and notice of loss deadline is February 19th, 2024 for the 2023 program year and March 3rd, 2025 for the 2024 program year losses. For ELAP, producers are required to complete a notice of loss to their FSA office no later than the annual program application deadline of January 30th following the program year in which the loss occurred. The Tree Assistance Program provides cost share assistance to rehabilitate and replant trees, vines, or shrub loss experienced by orchards and nurseries. This complements NAP or crop insurance coverage, which covers the crop but not the plants or trees in all cases. For the Tree Assistance Program, you'll need to file a program application within 90 days of the disaster event or the date of which the loss of trees, brushes, or vines is apparent. It's critical to keep accurate records to document all losses following this devastating cold weather event. Livestock producers are advised to document beginning livestock numbers by taking time and date-stamped video or pictures prior to and after the loss. Other common documentation options include purchase records, production records, vaccination records, bank or other loan documents, third-party certification, and other programs. The Emergency Conservation Program and Emergency Forest Restoration Program can assist landowners and forest stewards with financial and technical assistance to restore fencing, damage farmlands or forests, and remove snow from feedstocks, water supplies, and feeding areas. Additionally, the Farm Service Agency offers a variety of loans available, including emergency loans that are triggered by disaster declarations and operating loans that can assist producers with credit needs. FSA offers several loan servicing options available for borrowers who are unable to make scheduled payments on their farm loan program's debt to the agency because of reasons beyond their control. It's time for this week's Richland County History Moment with Richland County Historical Society President, Ken Theed.
Do you remember the Bluebird Restaurant? It was located at 131 West Court Street, Richland Center. And now for a Richland County Historical Society History Moment. Here's the rest of the story. According to content in MPL.org, number ID 8824. A picture in the files of the Richland County History Room on the second floor of the Brewer Library, dated circa 1934, identifies the storefront. It was called the Bluebird Chocolate Shop. This was run by Peter and Chris Tanthi Stasis. The Bluebird was also a candy shop and had a soda fountain. It was a small and good deal of business that took place there. During the brief time when they were in Richland Center, it allowed for sales of alcohol after Prohibition was repealed in 1933. The Bluebird Restaurant had a license and it sold beer. Miller and Schlitz was advertised in the store window. Peter Stathis, from 1896 to 1987, born in Canopia, Leodone, Greece, married Christanthi Stathis. They had one son. He was an eighth grader in Richland Center in 1947. His name was George. In the 1930s and early 40s, Stathis owned and operated both the Bluebird Restaurant on West Court Street and the Crystal Cafe on South Central Avenue. They moved to Sparta in 1945, and there they owned three theaters. Later, moving to Clearwater, Florida, about 1972, and he died in October of 1987. If you look at the storefront, the signs on the photograph include the following: homemade candies, ice cream sodas, sundaes, drink Coca-Cola, candy, soda, lemonade. We serve dinners and suppers. Beer, 5 and 10 cents. We serve Carter's, the Bluebird Restaurant's keg of beer, sundaes and sodas, just 15 cents. Ham and cheese pork and baked ham sandwiches, 10 cents. Popsicles, ice cream, waffle cones, cigars, drink Coca-Cola, lunch, cool drinks, Miller and Schlitz beer available. Fresh lime freezies are just 10 cents. Orangeade, 10 cents. And we serve Hills Brothers coffee. Listen next week for the history of Richland County covering the village of Viola.
Today's History Moment is a service of the Richland County Historical Society. The Society looks forward to the new year with a vision to document important events and remind the community of important events of the past that impact all of us today. The summer of 2024 will bring another season of open houses at the Yankee School Museum, and members enjoy the excellent reminiscing in the Historical Society's Yankee Breaking Newsletter. A strong membership base keeps the Historical Society viable and active by promoting the study and appreciation of local history. The sponsorship of programs devoted to local history and the maintenance of and public access to the Yankee School Museum. Please consider joining. Annual memberships are just $10 for an individual or family, $20 for a business, or $100 for a lifetime individual or family membership. You can email your membership to the Richland County Historical Society, 213 South Central Avenue, Apartment 1, Richland Center, Wisconsin, 53581. And you can learn more at richlandcountyhistoricalsociety.weebly.com.
The American Red Cross is experiencing an emergency blood shortage as the nation faces the lowest number of people giving blood in 20 years. The Red Cross blood supply has fallen to critically low levels across the country, and blood and platelet donors are urged to make a donation appointment to help alleviate the shortage and help ensure life-saving medical procedures are not put on hold. Don't wait to make an appointment. Download the Red Cross Blood Donor app, visit redcrossblood.org, or you can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. Two chances to donate will be held this week in Grant County, the first being Monday from 10 to 3 at the Fred Lenz Conference Center. The second will be Thursday from noon to 5 at the Montford Fire and Rescue Building.
Jones Chevrolet in Richland Center is starting 2024 with new vehicle inventory ready for you to drive and buy ASAP. We've got 20 Silverado half tons with discounts and incentives, over 15 heavy-duty Silverados in stock, Trailblazer, Blazer, Equinox, Tahoe, and the all-new Chevy Trax are here. Over 80 pre-owned and program cars are available too. See the details and inventory at JonesChev.com. Whether it's our body shop, parts, service, or sales, Jones Chevrolet Buick in Richland Center is proud to be your Chevy truck headquarters for over 100 years. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
Today is Sunday, January 21st. Elvina Mary, 107 of Bloom Township, died Wednesday at Harvest Guest Home in Richland Center. Funeral services will be Monday at 11 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel. A live stream of the services will be available at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service website. Burial will follow in the Bloom City Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel this afternoon from 3:30 till 6:30, and again on Monday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Elvina Mary, 107 of Bloom Township. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56 of Richland Center, died Wednesday at UW Health University Hospital from injuries sustained in a work accident. Funeral services will be held on Monday at 1 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home on Monday from 10 until the time of service at 1. Juan Carlos de la Cruz Lopez, 56 of Richland Center. John Francis Bond, age 74, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held on Tuesday at 11 at the St. Aloysius Catholic Church in Hillsboro. Military rites will follow. Friends may call at the Piha Funeral Home in Hillsboro on Monday from 4 to 7 with a KC Rosary at 3:30. Friends may also call at the church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials to the Waniwak American Legion are appreciated. John Francis Bond, age 74. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet, died Wednesday at home. Funeral services will be held on Wednesday at 1 at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. A private family burial will be held Thursday at the Muscadet Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel on Wednesday from 11 until the time of service at 1. Rodney Dale Rux, 79 of Muscadet. Michael Leo Drake, 66 of Oregon, died January 9th at UW Health University of Wisconsin Hospital. A funeral mass will be held at noon on Friday at St. Philip Catholic Church Rolling Ground. Friends are invited to Gaze Mills Community Center in Gaze Mills Friday from 8:30 to 11 for coffee and donuts. Memorials will be used to promote local literacy and reading programs in schools, hospitals, and educational institutions. The Kendall Funeral Service in Basketball is assisting the family of Michael Leo Drake, 66, of Oregon. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse, died Thursday after a 15-year battle with Huntington disease. A celebration of life will be held on Monday, January 29th from 10 until noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel with a time of sharing at 11. Burial will be held in the Walnut Mound Cemetery following the services. In memory of Douglas, contributions may be made to Gunderson Health System or the Huntington's Disease Society of America. Douglas Walter Roth, 43, of La Crosse.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries are sponsored by The Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than The Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Birthday wishes as well as anniversary wishes to share with you on this Sunday, January 21st. We'll start with happy birthday wishes going out to Will Durst today from Papa Al and Grandma Carney. Happy birthday to great-great-uncle Pete from Will W.D. Durst. Happy birthday as well today to Uncle Pete from Al and Carmen. Happy birthday wishes today going out to Mike McNair from Your Neighbor. Also, happy birthday to Kurt Brockway from Paul and Lou. Happy birthday wishes today go out to Pete Durst, Bryn Butcher, Brian Jones, Lisa Clary, Dick Dahlberg, and Jamie Sander from the Richland Center Lions. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions to Brandon Bowen and Maxine Patch. The Richland Center Free Methodist Church would like to wish Eric Hendricks a happy birthday. Happy birthday on behalf of the Bloom City Town Crier today to Lisa Clary, Dick Dahlberg, Logan Felton, Eric Hendricks, and Brian Jones. Happy birthday to Bryn Butcher today from the Richland Center Primary School. Happy birthday wishes a great day today to Lisa Clary, Mary Stoll, and Joanne Koshatka from the Little Willow Birthday Club. Also happy birthday once more to Logan Felton today from Beulah Wesleyan Church. Happy birthday today to my amazing Uncle Pete Durst. I hope your day is full of joy and happiness from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday today to William Durst from Lori and the guys. Happy birthday to Pete Durst, my youngest older brother from Mug and Butch. Happy birthday today to William Durst from Uncle Butch and Auntie M. Happy anniversary wishes today going out to Tom and Debbie Kelly from Sacred Heart Parish. And also happy anniversary to Barbara and Scott Boyer. Have another awesome year from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. To all of you celebrating your big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope you have a great one from all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be. WRCO Sports this morning, brought to you by the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Marshall Agency Realtors, Lee Marshall Broker offers professional real estate service for all types of property, located downtown across from the courthouse in Richland Center. Associated Balance and Hearing Clinic exclusively provides its patients with the most caring and experienced professionals, extraordinary technology, excellent service, and exceptional value. TitleWorks provides accurate, efficient, and confidential real estate title services to the greater Richland County area. TitleWorks is proud to support our local youth.
Good morning for WRCO Sports. I'm Bo Henricks. A Saturday high school girls basketball game that was played between a couple of teams in our area. Wazika Steuben defeated Iowa Grant 84-57. Christian McCaffrey scored his second touchdown on a six-yard run with 107 to play, and the San Francisco 49ers mounted their first second-half comeback of the season to beat the Green Bay Packers 24-21 in a divisional round playoff game. After spending all regular season as frontrunners, the Niners needed to come from behind for a change, and Brock Purdy and McCaffrey did just enough on the last drive to send San Francisco to its third straight NFC Championship game. Dre Greenlaw sealed the win with his second interception of Jordan Love. For all that went well in Jordan Love's first season as the starting quarterback for the Green Bay Packers, they've proved a bit disappointing. The Packers are heading home, though, after the playoff loss, as the team prepares for the next season. They'll head to the offseason. Love helped the Packers overcome a 2-5 start and reach the playoffs, and was terrific in a wild card round to win over Dallas. And Lamar Jackson threw two touchdown passes and ran for two scores as the Baltimore Ravens pulled away in the second half of a 34-10 win over the Houston Texans to advance to the AFC Championship game. Jackson helped the Ravens take control in the third quarter after the teams entered the half tied at 10. His 15-yard scoring run put Baltimore ahead to stay. C.J. Stroud had a solid, composed first half for Houston, but the Texans ultimately couldn't turn enough promising drives into points. Now, Baltimore will host the AFC title game for the first time since January 1971. The Ravens will take on the winner of today's matchup, both Buffalo and Kansas City. And also, in basketball play yesterday, the Milwaukee Bucks defeated the Detroit Pistons 141-135. For WRCO Sports, I'm Bo Henricks.
Richland Family Prescription Center is where you find service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions are always welcome. Your family always comes first at the Richland Family Prescription Center. Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all your concrete and wall forming needs. Open Season Hunting Outlet, LLC at 182 North Main in downtown Richland Center has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit OpenSeasonOutlet.com.
Annual Making a Difference Awards will be held Sunday, January 20th at the Phoenix Center in Richland Center, beginning at 6:30. Come and honor those individuals and organizations that make Richland County such a great place to live. You can find out more at richlandrejuvenates.org. Tickets are available at Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and at Ameriprise in Richland Center. The Making a Difference Awards, Sunday, January 28th at the Phoenix Center.
WRCO.
Are we ready to praise him? Then let's praise the Lord. Come on, let's go into his presence with thanksgiving in our hearts.
With thanksgiving in your heart and give him praise, and give him praise. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart. Your voice is raised, your voice is raised. Give glory and honor and power unto him. Jesus, the name above all names. Come into his presence with thanksgiving in your heart. With thanksgiving in your heart, your voice is raised.
Your voice is raised. Your voice is raised.
Glory and honor and power unto him. Jesus, the name above all names.
Come on, let's praise him. We want to praise him.
Your face. still bows to me.
I want to take your word and shine. just to love you.
I'm tells us that all things work together for good to them that love God and are called according to his purpose. And I believe what the enemy has intended for evil or bad in your life, I believe that God can turn it around for good and make a way where there seems to be no way.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way. He will make a way.
Sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way.
Situation tonight that seems hopeless, and you think that God has forgotten you, but he hasn't. His word tells us that he has inscribed us on the palm of his hand, and he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever ask or think. He can make a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert. He'll make a way where there seems to be no way. Let's sing it together.
God will make a way where there seems to be no way. He works in ways we cannot see. He will make a way for me. He will be my God. Hold me closely to his side. With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
God, I ask you to do it in Jesus' name.
With love and strength for each new day, he will make a way.
Make a way where there seems to be.